Hey guys, we're back on another episode of Stormy and the Brodies in the Fieldhouse. I'm Stormy, and these are my Brodies, JV.
Yo.
Marcellus.
Call me Tia, you know who it is.
And Carl.
What's goody?
We've got lots to talk about tonight, but first let's start with KD coming back to OKC on Saturday.
Go ahead, Carl. I know you want to give your opinion first. We're going to let you start it off tonight, Carl.
Man,
you go ahead and start it off tonight.
This disappoints me so bad. See, because I love the thing that's going on between KD and Russell, but it's not really as entertaining as it could be if they could actually compete. Because you got four all-stars on the starting lineup of the Warriors. And on the Thunder, the best you got as a second option is Steven Adams.
Victor Oladipo.
But Victor Oladipo is...
Yeah, he trash, I know.
He's not trash, bro.
I don't want to say he completely trash because he was doing good with the Magic, but, I mean, he just now coming into his own as a scorer. He's not consistent enough.
You're right.
Steven Adams is the best scorer that they got right now. I'm waiting for Enes Kanter to come back. But still, if you got four different players on your lineup that can go for 20 every night with ease, and Russell can drop 47 points, one shot away from a 50 ball, and they still lose by 16? Come on now. That's not really competition.
Well, he had 47 and almost had a triple-double, but he also led the whole game in turnovers, too, with 11 turnovers. Come on now, Russell Westbrook. That ain't going to get the job done.
But he also had
it definitely won, but he still
had
good production.
He also had 8 assists, which means that the players that he was passing to wasn't making their shots. If
they
he
weren't,
had 15 assists, and they probably could have beat him.
I mean, but come on now. Like, 11 turnovers? LeBron wasn't even doing that when he had that trash Cavs team in his first spell. So, in my opinion, Russell Westbrook got to do better than that, man.
I mean, he definitely does, but at the same time, bro, you got to consider how many points that he did score. Like, if you score that many points, no matter how many turnovers you have, you should still be closer than that. They just straight up got
you should be. You right. I agree with y'all. You should be closer than that, but how many times have y'all seen guys, like, just go off and their team still lose? LeBron, of LeBron's best games, they done lost. Hey, some of AI's best games, they done lost. Like,
in the finals.
Exactly.
So, what are you telling Westbrook to do? Because, you know, turnovers aren't necessarily controllable.
Westbrook, yeah, they are sometimes. He be trying to do too much. He tries to do too much sometimes. That's why he averages the league,
but
or he leads the league
to do
in turnovers.
Too much. Do you see what he has on his team?
Yeah, I agree.
The number one, two, and three option.
Yeah, I agree with that because – I mean, like I said, y'all already know how I feel about this, man.
And
Kevin Durant ruined. He ruined it, bro. Like, why of all places, that's where you go? That's where you go?
He really did. And I didn't even respect Kevin
at all. And honestly, I truly believe Russell hurt, bro. He really is hurt.
He really was.
He's not going to admit it. He's hurt, though. He hurt.
Bro, the hardest thing of all time that I've probably ever seen in basketball – I'm not boosting this at all. It, like, turned me up. Was when Westbrook was about to boom on KD.
Tried to dunk on him.
And he fouled him. And then he looked at him and said, I'm coming.
He went for a layout.
But he said, I'm coming, bro.
Boom on him.
If KD wouldn't have fouled him, bro, it would have been nasty.
Like,
if he would have went straight up, he might have got
Listen to this, Carl. I agree with you, Carl. Listen to this. This is unfair. This is the starting lineup for the Warriors. All across the board. Draymond Green, the only one in the starting lineup that didn't have double figures. You had Kevin Durant, 12 of 21, 3 of 6 from 3, 34 points. JaVale McGee, 16 points. Steph, 26. Klay, 26. And then I go down to the Thunder stats, and the only one that really did something was Russell Westbrook and Victor Oladipo. Russell, of course, had 47. And then Victor Oladipo, he actually did his thing on that night. He had 20. Yeah. He was 9 of 15 from
the field.
Like
I said, he's coming into his own as a scorer at this point.
But everybody else, man, come on, Sabonis. 3 of 7 from the field, that's not going to get it done. 9 points. Andre Roberson, we know he can't shoot. They don't respect him at all. 0-3 from the 3-point line, 6 points total. That's not going to get it
Roberson,
done.
Roberson, at least get 10 points before you try to start a fight.
Man, Roberson ain't going to do nothing but play defense, then that's it. So – honestly, though, man, I really believe the Warriors not going to win the finals, though. I don't even think they're going to make it.
Who the heck going to win, man?
The Cavs? They got a deeper bench.
I do pick the Cavs.
Yeah, I think the Cavs going to – I honestly don't think Golden State going to make the finals. I really don't.
We'll see when the time
comes. Yep,
We definitely will, but you know at the end of the day, like I do, all of those guys have been in big-time games.
Yeah,
big
they
time
have.
Players make big-time plays in big-time games.
You right. Where was Kevin Durant at in 2012, though?
Yeah.
Or in the 2015 or 2016. In the conference.
I hate Kevin Durant.
When you're up 3-1.
I hate Kevin Durant.
When you're up 3-1 and you can't close the deal, like where was he at during that time?
But what team closed the deal? The team that he's on.
Yeah, I know. He's a buster. I agree with you. JV, are we actually in agreement tonight for once?
Oh, my God.
Are we actually coming to a consensual agreement?
It's a decision.
It is an amazing time.
It's a decision eclipse.
To an agreement.
Something's the once in a lifetime opportunity. You will never see these two agree again.
Something to think about while you're ragging on KD.
Trash.
Is he is getting older, just like any player that stays in the league for a while.
Uh-huh.
And his change from the Thunder to the Warriors is literally saving his legs, saving his life, making it to where he can play for longer at just if it's high of like a competition level, but not die doing it. So when he was with the Thunder, he was the ninth in minutes per game. So he was literally playing all the time, just like Russell is right now. And he was a seventh in isolation per game. So, I mean, everyone was on him at all times. Now with the Warriors, you've got to spread everyone out. You can't just buy on one guy. They've got, like you said, four all-stars on the court starting out the game. And so now he's 27th in minutes per game and 28th in isolations. So for his personal well-being, the move was a great thing to save his body. The guy's been, like, going nuts ever since he joined the league.
Do you really think?
Hold on, JV. Hold on, let her finish. Go ahead.
Like all the time. Now, personally, I can with both of you.
Yeah.
I don't like that he went there because I think that he's being a baby. Like, come on, dude. Like,
yeah. Too good of a player to go to the team with the best.
LeBron, like you're going.
No, Stormy. I was hoping you didn't say that. Hold on, but let her finish.
And the guys from the Dream Team era say the same thing. They would never go and try to make any sort of super team because they want to be the best on their team. KD, if you want to be KD, the KD, go be on your own team where you're making a name for yourself. Russell stayed. Russell is literally the thing everyone talks about. You don't hear anyone talk about, really, KD as a person anymore. It's KD with the Warriors.
Yep.
You take yourself.
Steph Curry with the Warriors.
You take yourself, like, out of it. Like, yeah, that's selfless, and you're being a team player, but you're being a team player on the best team in the entire league. It's not the same thing.
Okay.
Like, but you got to say hold first,
good. Hold on. Let me go. I agree with almost everything Stormy says. Well, I'm honestly.
LeBron into it.
LeBron did the same thing. Listen.
Hold on, let her finish. Hold your cool together, JV.
He didn't go where so many all-stars were,
yep.
But he went to
there
a team
go.
That was well-established with two guys that when they're on the same team or they're on teams by themselves are very good. Like, they can make a name for themselves, and he went to join them. I'm not saying it's not at the highest level that KD did it at, but it's still
not.
The same idea that you're putting yourself with guys that are already established in the league. Like, no one's established with Russell Westbrook.
Yep.
No one.
You're right. Hold on. This is my only thing. This is my only thing, and I know JV and Carl are going to agree with me. The only thing I don't like about this KD situation is, okay, it's not a problem when KD do it, but when LeBron leaves – It's not like LeBron left a team that had the potential to make the finals. Yes, he took them to the finals in 07, but they got swept. Come on now. They were terrible. Drew Gooden, Bo Gibson, Zydrunas Ilgauskas, Anderson Varejao. No. Kevin Durant had Russell Westbrook at his one. At one point in time, he had James Harden at his two. Seth Alosha, who's a lockdown defender, at his three. Serge Ibaka at his four. Enes Kanter at his five. Come on, dude. Why are you leaving that? That's a championship caliber team. They had more talent than the Warriors last year. Kevin Durant shouldn't have left. It's not the same thing. LeBron, on the other hand, LeBron had no help at all. He didn't go to a team that won 73 games and broke the 72-10 Bulls record the year before. He didn't go to a team that went to the finals 2 years in a row. That's my only thing. Like, that just drives me nuts. And Stormy, yes, she had a point. And Stormy was right, because it wasn't – LeBron was along those same lines, but that's not the same thing what Kevin Durant did. But Kevin Durant, man, come on, dude.
Trash.
Come on, dude. I hope you don't win a finals. I really do.
Carl, you were saying that, yes, LeBron and Chris Bosh came at the same time. But they had that – they knew that that was going to happen.
Yep.
That encouraged their decision to go there.
Well, yeah, if Dwayne Wade is talking to the
that
office and
trying
to make
the
moves.
Sure. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not, you can't say that, oh, they were brought in at the same time. But, like, Chris Bosh was his own player. Like, he wasn't, a super crazy talented player, but people knew him.
Yeah.
People obviously know Dwayne Wade. So they literally had an unveiling, like a show much bigger than a decision KD made, because they knew those three together were going to be good. Like, there was no guess or work about it. It's not LeBron's going to go make this team great.
Hold on, Stormy. Let me just make. Can I ask you a quick question? I just want to make sure we're on the same page. You do agree that what LeBron did wasn't nowhere near close to the caliber of what KD did, though, right? I'm just
not
making sure.
Nowhere close. It's similar in the decision they made that they weren't going to be the All-Star anymore.
Okay. That's fair.
That's what I'm.
That's
saying.
Fair.
Like, they chose to not be the it show of their team anymore.
But I don't even think Michael Jordan was the it, was he? Did he not have help?
No, he definitely had help.
So he's not
Tony. But the only difference,
so
hold on,
who
hold
has
on.
Won championship
you right,
by himself.
You right, but hold on. No. Hold
go,
on.
Did he leave a team to go?
No, but he brought in Scottie Pippen, and he brought
assembled.
In Dennis Rodman.
Exactly.
And he brought in Steve Kerr.
That's exactly
but
what
hold
he said.
On, no,
he
no,
didn't
but
leave.
Yeah, he didn't leave.
That's his front office's job. That has nothing to do with him.
But Michael was recruiting some of them dudes. But the only difference is, though, what Michael did, he did win three before he had Dennis Rodman. He had Scottie Pippen. But before he got Scottie Pippen, he never won a playoff series, let alone made it to the finals.
Exactly.
So,
I know, but I'm not saying that some guy's going to do it by themselves. Like,
yeah.
You see players come up as they're playing with these good players because those good players make them better.
Mm-hmm. So is it different with what LeBron did when he went back to Cleveland? And he brought in Kevin Love, and he brought in – or, well, he had Kyrie Irving already, but he brought in Kevin Love, he brought in J.R. Smith, he brought in J.R. Sharp. Would it have been different if he had stayed and just brought in help?
The thing that made LeBron such a big deal is the – like, how big of a deal they made him leaving.
Uh-huh.
That was the biggest thing. It's like, it's not necessarily that he just left to go to this team. It's the fact that we had to have an hour ESPN show. We were just waiting. Everyone was sitting like, oh, my gosh, where's LeBron going to do? What is LeBron going to do? Like, and made it, like, literally, like, some, like, the president was getting elected, forced him to go pick another team.
And then,
like,
on top of that, you got to remember, LeBron is from Cleveland, and he got drafted by Cleveland's team, and he was seen as the chosen one the very second that he came on TV from high school. I mean, they were knowing, like, this is going to be the guy that comes to our team and makes this team great. And on top of that, once he left, that erased every single chance that they had of going to the playoffs.
Because LeBron's the GOAT.
And, I mean, he went to a team that had somebody that could help him help him get better as a player. And plus, on top of that, LeBron was a star in Miami. So, I mean, KD, he's somewhat being a star in Golden State, but, I mean, he's got four.
At a lesser degree.
Whoa, hold on.
I'm saying
go ahead,
he's got
Carl.
Four other people that can pick up the.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been saying.
LeBron was the star when he came to Miami. I mean, Dwayne Wade can put up 20 a night if he wants.
The difference, hold on. This is the biggest difference, in my opinion. You had, when LeBron went to Miami with Dwayne Wade was nowhere near in the form that he was in when he played my Mavericks and destroyed them by himself.
Yeah.
And when he beat them I don't want to hear anything about Shaq helped him out. No. Dwayne Wade beat us
Shaq
by himself.
Did
not,
no,
yeah,
no,
thank
no,
you.
No,
he did
Shaq
not.
Did not win.
And when LeBron went to Miami, in 2011, LeBron didn't show up in the finals against my Mavericks because we won. Yes, he.
Boo,
yeah, yeah,
boo,
we won. We won. And Dwayne Wade, hold on. And Dwayne Wade did show up, but after that, how many times was Dwayne Wade healthy during that spell with LeBron?
Yeah,
his knees was always messed up. He was always banged up. He was getting old. Same thing with Chris Bosh. He couldn't stay healthy.
And that's exactly what I think would happen to KD if he stayed with the Thunder and was having to play all that time. Like,
Oh, you saying he would have got hurt?
That's okay.
He wouldn't have got the ball enough.
Dwayne Wade was just going at it. And, I mean, that takes a toll on
your
body.
We agree with you on that standpoint that he would eventually break down if he had to play all that.
Yeah.
But we're saying that the move with LeBron and the move with KD are not in the same.
Hold on, Stormy.
They're the same idea, but not if
Yeah, Stormy, it's not even... It's not even that Kevin Durant left OKC. That's not even a problem.
It's where he went.
Yeah. It's where he went. If he would have went to Boston, if he would have went to the Clippers, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. He could have went to the Clippers. He could have went to the Clippers, and they would have been an instant title contender. Chris Paul operating the. I done already said the starting lineup, potential starting lineup.
JJ Redick and Jamal Crawford.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But, you know, he's at the Warriors.
Yeah.
I mean. That's it.
He ain't gonna. I hope he don't win. Kevin Durant, I hope you don't win another
win
final.
Championship.
I hope he don't win.
This year, LeBron the GOAT. LeBron gonna take it off.
Well, hey, that was a great discussion. Glad we could agree and disagree. but that's all I've got for tonight. This is Stormy and my Brody signing off from the Field House.
See ya.
We outie.